Chapter 3, Sexstrad. Imagine a driver's education course that didn't cover steering, or brakes, or turn signals, or what those red octagons on the tops of those metal sticks near all those intersections are supposed to mean exactly. This driver's ed course is entirely dedicated to the miracle of internal combustion. Now imagine you're 15 years old, and this is your driver's ed class. When your instructor isn't drilling you and your fellow students on the inner workings of the internal combustion engine, fuel combines with an oxidizer in a combustion chamber where it explodes, and the energy produced by these explosions causes pistons to fire, and this miraculous chain of events makes a car move, he's issuing dire warnings about the highly flammable nature of gasoline and wildly overstating your odds of dying in a car accident. There's no such thing as safe driving, your instructor warns you at the end of every class. The only safe driver is the driver who doesn't drive. Then your 16th birthday rolls around, and surprise, you're given a driver's permit and the keys to a car. No one expected that you wouldn't take up driving, not your driver's ed instructor, not the school administrators who hired him, not the parents who told you to listen to him, not the federal or state agencies that paid his salary. So on your 16th birthday, you get behind the wheel of a car for the first time. What happens next? The odds that you'll get into a car accident, perhaps a fatal one, are pretty high, because you don't know how to drive. You may have taken a driver's ed course, true, but not one that prepared you to drive a car on actual roads that other people would be driving their own cars on as well. You shouldn't feel too bad about getting into an accident, though. I mean, anyone who took a driver's ed class like the one you took is probably going to kill himself or someone else or a score of people the first time he takes the car out for a spin. And here's the neat part. Well, it's the neat part for your driver's ed instructor anyway. If you do kill yourself or someone else the first time you drive a car, or the second, or third, or even the 300th time, your old driver's ed instructor will cite your death as proof that he was right about driving. He'll show your picture to his current students and describe the accident in gory detail, and he'll tell his students that this wouldn't have happened if you had only listened to him and abstained from driving. Sex education in America is a lot like a driver's ed course that covers internal combustion, but not steering or brakes or those red octagons on the tops of those sticks at all those intersections. And while strict abstinence-only sex ed programs get all the bad press, and for many years all the federal funding to the tune of billions of your tax dollars, what we think of as comprehensive sex ed programs often aren't that much better.